الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا. Standing this ayat of bir, in which all the actions or good actions are mentioned, and by practicing upon them, a person becomes from the abrar, the righteous and the pious. This is like an index, just a summary, but the details are given in the whole Quran Sharif. We have discussed in here about Iman, which is the most important thing, and then spending in the path of Allah, where we should spend. And then the farz of namaz and the farz of zakat. So that was the rights of Allah Ta'ala, performing of namaz and giving of zakat. Now here in front, Allah speaks of those rights which a person makes compulsory upon himself. It isn't compulsory from Allah, but he makes it compulsory on himself. One of the most common of this is to make mannat. That is, that if a person says that if this work of mine gets done, then I will keep so many rozas, for example. Or somebody is ill, even yourself. If we get shifa, then I'll give so much money. I'll have a well done, etc. I'll have a masjid built, or whatever a person makes. So he made it compulsory upon himself. So that also, and also in here is included the promises we make with other people. Whatever in business deals or in anything else, the promises that we make. So these are also very important, and a person should fulfill all those. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهَدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. اور پورا کرنے والے اپنے اقرار کو جب عہد کریں. And those people are also amongst the righteous and pious from the Ashabi Bir, that when they make their promises, then they fulfill those promises. And this the ulama have written, when a person makes that mannat, and it is in his heart, I am going to fulfill this mannat, and for some reason he could not, then still it will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But at the time of making the mannat, if it wasn't in his heart, he's just telling people, but it's not in his heart to complete it. And afterwards, because of the pressure of people, family, society, you said you'll do this, you said you'll do that, now you're not doing it. And now he fulfills it, but he didn't want to, it's just the pressure of society, then that is not acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. Because his niyat wasn't for Allah Ta'ala, it is just the pressure of the people. So this is also a great ibadat. And unfortunately, generally, we are deprived of it because we are unmindful and neglectful of it. We know we all have problems from time to time. There is somebody that is ill. We have got some work of ours not getting done. A very effective way of getting it done is to make mannat. That, oh Allah, for your sake, if this work of mine gets done, this person gets shifa, etc., then I will do this, or whatever promise we make. And we are sincere in that. It has been seen over and over how many cases that people got their shifa, whatever it might be. And one very effective thing in this is to make water easily available where people don't have access to water. Like to have a well dug somewhere. Or like in front of one's house, a person puts a tap and allows people to take water from there. People with serious illnesses, incurable illnesses, by the benefit of this, Allah gave them shifa. So this is a very effective method also, and unfortunately we are uninformed about it, we are not mindful of it, of making mannat. Another very effective way of getting our work done is also using the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever du'as we make, and we ask Allah in the love that you have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, oh Allah, fulfill this need of mine, fulfill this work of mine. It is a very effective way also. It is not that we are asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That will be shirk if we ask, because the only doer and giver of things is Allah Ta'ala. But oh Allah, by the love you have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And ulama have written great authentic whole kitabs on this subject, that we should use the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also one thing that we are very, very unmindful of and neglectful of. We will read long, long wazifas, which is only when it's correct, the wazifa, no problem. But using the wasila of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very great thing. The only people who deny this are the Salafis, and we don't have to worry. They deny almost everything, and they have no basis for denying it. Another very effective thing of getting our du'as accepted is we ask Allah Ta'ala by the barakat of His names and His sifat, the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. For example, the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. And even better, we read those 99 names. And it has come that a person who reads the 99 names and makes du'a to Allah, his du'a is readily accepted, definitely accepted. So unfortunately, and it takes about a minute to read the 99 names. And how many problems we have got, we try all our means, whether it's medical, whether it's legal, whether it's financial, all our means we try. But the real means that sorts out our problems, we don't pay attention to that. That is how unfortunately, how unmindful we have come. Our deen is a complete and perfect deen, and he has given us the solutions of everything, and in the most effective ways. So Allah give us tawfiq to, when we have a problem, to make mannat. And at the time of making the mannat, to be firm in the heart that I'm going to fulfill this promise of mine. Promises we make with fellow people. For example, the Hewlett's Sugar Company, when it was still unknown, a small little family thing. At that time, the manager of it, he sold a car, he made an agreement with a Tamil person to sell it for 350 rand in those days. Somebody offered him 500 rand. He said, no, I've given my word already for 350. And he says, by the barakat of that, Allah made the huge units company, which is an international company today, listed on the stock exchange and everywhere, just by fulfilling that agreement. So what we make with fellow people today, we want to sell a car and we get a better offer, we just get out of our agreement that we have made already. Many times even written agreements, we just don't worry about it. We have a house to rent, to be given for rental. Somebody has told us, and somebody comes and offers us the more money. Then we just cancel the previous person, and we go on with the person where we are getting more money. That is only a very short what we are seeing, that what we are getting, and we are losing out very, very greatly. So promises that we make with people also, whatever promise, even afterwards, if it goes against us, we must fulfill those promises. And then a person also will, on the one side, be regarded from the abrar, he's doing the work of bir. And on the other side, he will clearly see the barakat of Allah Ta'ala, and he will benefit, his family, and generations will benefit. So every one ayat, part of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, is only for our goodness. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and to make amal accordingly, inshallah.